You're listening to SearchSecurity.com's Security Newsmaker Podcast. Hi, this is Neil Reuter. Today we're speaking with Scott Weiss, General Manager for Cisco Systems Security Technology Group. Scott is the former CEO of Ironport Systems, which was acquired by Cisco last year. Today, we'll talk about Cisco's progress in the information security market and Ironport's role. And we'll discuss the state of Cisco's vision of the self-defending network and where all this fits in going forward. Scott, welcome to Security Newsmakers. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Scott, it's been more than a year since Cisco acquired Ironport. And Ironport continues as an independent business unit within Cisco. In fact, if you go to the Ironport website, for example, you don't feel a heavy Cisco imprint. That's not typical of a Cisco acquisition. What does independence mean inside the Cisco corporate community?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I don't think of Ironport being really independent. We've integrated quite a number of functions with Cisco, and I think the biggest reason why we keep a separate website and, you know, why we're essentially even have a separate sales force is that our go-to-market is a little bit different than just going through the regular Cisco sales force. We're not necessarily a network sale. We typically sell to kind of the email buyer or the web security buyer. And another thing, which is kind of an odd thing, is that the Cisco ERP system is just not set up to take kind of renewable orders, these, you know, per user, per year services that we provide, whether it be URL filtering or anti-spam or antivirus. Cisco is just, as a company, was never set up to prosecute those kind of orders, so we've had to keep the Ironport ERP system physically separate. But the engineering teams, the product management teams, and now soon to come the customer service and manufacturing teams will be integrated in with their respective Cisco functions.
So was the decision to keep Ironport as a separate site and separate identity, was that primarily to retain the branding?
So it was a couple reasons. One, since we can't take orders on Cisco paper, it all has to come down on Ironport, on the Ironport ERP system, we have a completely different channel than Cisco does. And, you know, for the foreseeable future, we're planning on keeping those channel partners tied to Ironport and the Ironport ERP system. And I think that the nature of what we do is that we're selling a complicated security product. It necessitates a specialist sales force and a specialist channel. They do a bit more work than installing a router, and they get paid more for it.
In the context of the acquisition, let's understand a little bit more about your role, your evolving role at Cisco. At the time of the acquisition, you were general manager of the Ironport business unit. That was the title after you came over as CEO of Ironport. Now your title is GM of the Security Technology Group in Cisco Systems.
That's correct.
And you're still listed as VP and GM for Ironport. So what does this signify for your role at Cisco, and what, if anything, does it signify for Ironport?
So I think it's change for both. Essentially, in addition to my responsibilities heading up Ironport, which was roughly a 700-person operation, I also assumed responsibility for the other security appliances within Cisco. That would be the ASA product line, the IPS product line, the MARS appliance, and CSM. So this is essentially another 700-odd person organization and roughly a $800 million product line. So my responsibilities have expanded, and as such, I took the time to really kind of mix up the teams. And I think that we had a lot of synergy to unlock just by getting the teams together and letting them understand the technologies in depth. And you know, I mean, I think we found some really interesting ahas doing that. One of them is we've combined the Ironport anti-malware team with the Cisco intrusion prevention team. And it's amazing. Those teams are kind of looking at many of the same things of what's going on the Internet and what's trying to get into your corporation. And sharing data there, I think we're going to make the anti-malware efficacy better and the IPS better. So, you know, it's kind of going to get a double efficacy boost. And we found that there were a lot of people doing the same thing, so we were able to realign jobs based on making people more productive in kind of the anti-malware fight.
A number of big IT companies, Cisco, of course, Microsoft, HP, IBM, EMC, have been adding security products and services through acquisitions and partnerships, making themselves at least partly into security companies.
Yeah.
Cisco is, what, about 6 years or so now into the self-defending network initiative?
Yeah, it predates me a little bit, but yes, it's been a long-standing marketing term.
The more cynical might suggest it's just a nice slogan for a network infrastructure company that's building a strong security portfolio. How do you respond to that?
Quite honestly, I was pretty cynical about it, too. As you know, I came from outside of Cisco, and my incoming view of Cisco was it wasn't that much of a security company. It had bought a bunch of other security companies and was trying to weave them together and into a story, but I thought they were kind of caught in the middle. They were trying to push too much security into their switches and their routers, and their core security products were relatively mediocre. Now, the answer was somewhere in the middle. As I got out with customers, we had indeed done a great job of adding security to the core network, but I think there was a prevailing view that you couldn't compete with best-of-breed vendors and propagate security throughout the other network appliances, and I simply think that's not true. And as we look at kind of the most recent releases of our VPN suite and our ASA firewall, we are actively ripping Checkpoint out left and right. And so I'd love to say that we're better than all of the competitors. I think what we've done is managed to push the technology out of the network and come up to parity. And now I kind of inherit an organization that is just, I think, number one or number two in every market we play in. And now it's time to kind of push it to the other level and to actually outpace our competitors with individual innovation and also management innovation that ties all of these things together.
So do you think that the notion of the self-defending network is much closer today than it was in 2002?
Oh, absolutely. I think it started off as a great marketing term. You know, the networking company that, you know, you almost can see it as white blood cells, right? Going to the, you know, you've got a cut and it goes to heal it. When it launched, there was very little proof points or points of light that would support that. Every year, whether it be NAC or Network Admission Control or DLP or just what we're doing with the IronPort technology with reputation and looking at reputation on the firewall or reputation via IPS, you can really see how I almost can think of it as a reputation as being kind of a brain and that brain feeding a lot of different points in the network. And to me, that's the type of proof points that you want to have when you go to customers and say, hey, it really is self-defending. You know, something happens over here and we can respond over here. And you know, it's becoming a reality now.
Sounds like Cisco recognizes that in 2008 with the mobile workforce outsourcing, enterprises extended through partnerships, the network is no longer the sole focus of information security. So are you saying that the concept of the self-defending network, as important as it is not the sole paradigm for Cisco's outlook on information security?
So I would say it's certainly a keystone. And what you just described is kind of the deperimetization. I mean, the fact that we're aggressively putting our VPN clients on every iPhone, Android, you name it. I mean, that thing is out there, and it's the most widely deployed VPN client. Our intention is no matter how you're getting into your corporate network, Cisco is the company that is, you know, there are people that sell consumer security and antivirus in the desktop and those types of things, but where we're focused is if you have corporate applications that you need to get to, you need to access them from some sort of a client, and that client may be at your office, it may be while you're roaming with your cell phone. And that experience that you have, that you're going in to look at Salesforce or your Oracle ERP, that experience, the sanctity of those communications, is exactly where Cisco wants to play. And so no matter how you're doing that in the future or how you're doing it today, that's kind of the broad brush of what we describe as a self-defending network. You know, the self-defending network has to morph for the changing nature of how we do business. We're very enterprise-focused, and we're focused on the problem that I've just articulated.
So when you look at the competition on the network side, and the network competition has not been standing still on the security side either.
Sure.
For example, Juniper has been very active in security. How does Cisco's fundamental approach differ, say, from Juniper? Juniper has been working towards integrating its security and its network products under a unified management scheme, for example.
So I think that if I were to, you know, compare and contrast Juniper and Cisco, you know, I think they've kind of followed Cisco into trying to integrate security into the switch and into the routers. We did that 3 or 4 years ago. And regarding their recent management release, it feels and it looks incremental to me, much the same way we were thinking incremental. You know, I think As opposed to taking inspiration from Checkpoint, the types of companies we want to take inspiration from are Apple and Google. There's a kind of a revolution going on in the way people interface with products and the way products report back to you. Intuit is another great example of just great product design and very intuitive to the end users as well as to the administrator. I mean, I'll give you a great example. I don't know if you've been in a hotel room using a VPN lately, but who the hell knows what split tunnel is, right? You know, it's just like, should you use this? Should you use that? It's just the VPN interface is something that is just not meant for the average VP of finance trying to connect from a hotel room. And I think that the whole gestalt of how people interact with this technology is worth rethinking from the ground up.
There have been some rumors lately about additional security acquisitions by Cisco. Even McAfee's name has been floated recently, and McAfee certainly has some strengths, particularly on the endpoint, that Cisco might not be as strong in. Specific acquisition plans aside, what pieces do you think Cisco needs to complete its security portfolio? What's still out there that you say, we should have this, or we should have something better in this area?
You know, I feel like we're pretty well represented. The client piece seems a little far afield for us. I mean, if you think about the network buyer and the guy that buys stuff on the desktop, I wouldn't say that those guys are the same guys by any stretch. And I think that you need to have some demarcation of what do you do really, really well that's differentiated from other security companies. And I think network security is something we do extremely well. And there's nobody obvious that has products or something that I think does a better job than us at network security. I actually think that through internal development, we're going to get our fair share of the market, at least the markets that we're going after. Now, we'll plug things in here and there where it's a hole or where it's something that we believe kind of accrues to an existing platform that we already have. But I don't see a major hole of a platform that we're missing. I think we're fairly well represented across all networks.
To what extent is your network security, is the notion of the self-defending network proprietary? How is Cisco supporting integration of third-party security products, and what do you see going forward in that area?
So I think a great example is DLP, data leakage prevention. We have a very strategic piece in place in the network. You know, we see all the data that comes in and leaves, whether it be from the email or web or firewall. And so the ability for other vendors to plug into these locations through an API and be able to use that place in the network, I think is going to be critical for data leakage to work. And by that measure, we also don't have antivirus. We OEM that from, you know, we have a great relationship with Trend. We have a great relationship with Sophos and a relationship with McAfee. All three of those companies we get signatures from, both antivirus signatures and anti-malware signatures. And so, you know, I think that there's always been, you know, security is one of those businesses that is constantly changing, and there's always a healthy bit of coopetition throughout the industry, you know, in every company that I've been in. And I think that rumors vis-a-vis Cisco acquisitions or Cisco's interest in security is a great business. You know, it's not a stagnant business. In fact, when I came here and I started looking at the firewall business, it was amazing to me that people were saying words like commodity and, you know, it's peaked. And, you know, anytime anybody mentions something like that about any core security product, my, you know, hair stands on the back of my neck, because, you know, you think about things like suits of armor or the Maginot line, you know, there's things very quickly get antiquated in security because there's a, you know, it's a team-on-team sport. There are other people out there pounding on what you think is the latest technology, and pretty soon it's outmoded. So, you know, I think that it's different from many other technologies that may rely on Moore's Law or some other kind of basic ability to stuff more transistors on. That's not our business at all. Our business is very, very dynamic.
Cisco has moved to the ASA 5500 series as its standard platform for firewall VPN, intrusion detection prevention, UTM, etc. How does this fit in with the self-defending network initiative, and what can we look forward to in development of this platform over the next couple of years?
Well, I think that we've seen how effective a platform is, both from a manageability and a, you know, making products work together in grabbing market share. And our friends at Microsoft did that very effectively when they put together Microsoft Office, right? And you saw how effective that was. And I remember when I worked at Microsoft, it was funny hearing all the stories about, you know, oh my gosh, the Excel team didn't want to make the menus look like the Word team's menus. You know, they didn't want to have the same look and feel because they had gone in a different direction. But once they did and they got everybody used to that Office interface, it was very difficult to stray and to go use something else. And I think they also, they got a lot of value from bundling it, and you got more for your money. And I think the ASA, to a certain extent, does that. We bundle in IPS, VPN, and firewall into one box, and the box is fast as heck, and it works as advertised. You buy it all together or you buy it piecemeal, but it's all easy to use on one interface. So I think that the notion of putting more products on the ASA and using the ASA as essentially a platform is something that we're pursuing, and it's really no different than Ironport's strategy. I mean, we started with an email MTA, and we started adding, you know, reputation and antivirus and data leakage and encryption, and all these things became just barnacles on the MTA cruise ship. And so I think that that strategy is kind of a well-worn one. You can see that today with Symantec and others. Instead of just having an AV package, you buy a suite of things on the desktop that include DLP, anti-spyware, and AV. And so it's kind of a well-worn direction that we've seen in security.
Might we see some convergence over the next few years between the 5500 platform and the Ironport appliance line?
I believe we will. Probably not with the email appliance line, because it's, you know, kind of feels like a different product. You know, the email is a RAID array, store and forward type of device, but certainly the web security appliance. In fact, I really believe that the firewall, in addition to just locking all the doors, is becoming much more application aware. And the corporation is using a ton of applications that are now hosted at other people's companies, like Salesforce, for instance. And so understanding what's whizzing in and out of your network and being able to look down into it and have some visibility, that's a lot of what our S-Series, our web security appliance, does today. And so putting a lot of that functionality in the ASA is a direction that we're contemplating.
By the way, as we know, Cisco PIX has been practically synonymous with firewall for years and years now. Was there any internal debate over retiring the venerable PIX branding for the 5500 platform, and did you hear any concern from customers when that was announced?
You know, that happened before my time, so I don't know what the machinations around that look like, but I will say that I agree that PIX was a strong brand, but I think it was inconsistent with the direction of where the ASA appliance is going. As I was articulating before, you know, that thing is becoming a platform for more than just firewall. And so to put a firewall brand on it. Now, you might have said you can get the PIX blade on the ASA, which is, you know, that might have been an interesting branding strategy. You know, everybody that works at a company, even like Ironport, has some emotional attachment to the brand. But that said, the ASA is crushing it out in the marketplace right now. So, you know, I don't think there was any mishandling of the marketing. You know, we're doing extremely well, and you know, we've blown out anything that PIX has ever shipped, you know. So I think that there's, you know, proof's in the pudding as to how well we've been doing on the ASA marketing side.
And is this working on the lower end of the market as well as the enterprise side?
Yeah, in fact, the larger portion of our business in ASAs is in the, you know, the mid-market to, not quite down to the SMB. That's another push over the year. But the mid-market, the smaller companies, absolutely. The Cisco channel is ubiquitous. Obviously, the Cisco brand is very well trusted, so it works pretty well for a security product.
Scott, we've talked a lot about Cisco and where you are now and where the merging companies are. Now, let's go back to Scott Weiss, the early years.
Oh, great. Okay.
Tell us about the very first job you ever had and what you learned from it that stuck with you over the years.
Huh. All right. Well, I know the first job. It's very easy to remember. I was a dishwasher. I think I was 13, and I was a dishwasher at a retirement community, and I remember it was a pretty disgusting job, right? You know, I mean, you can imagine the food was always pretty soft, and it was not always eaten, and so I was the guy that had to scrape it into the garbage can and, you know, wash it up and put the plates in one of those industrial washers. And, you know, I got fired after about 3 weeks. And I remember the nature of the firing was I was getting bored with loading the plates. And so, you know, we started spraying each other in the back. You know, I was 13, of course. I guess I wasn't peaking as far as business maturity at that point. But it was kind of my first real job, and then the first time ever I was ever sent packing. And so what did I learn from it? I learned, A, I don't want to wash dishes my whole life. B, it's very easy to get distracted, and even then I thought I needed something a little more intellectually challenging. So don't know if that was That happens to be true, but I don't know if it's a good indicator of future failure or success.
Sounds like it's a good place to be from.
Sure, absolutely.
Scott, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, have a great day.
This has been Security Newsmakers. I'm Neil Reuter. Thanks for listening.